morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I will tell you the controversy over the inheritance tax and why it has taken center stage. On a day election campaigning for the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections came to an end, politics took center stage with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the charge, saying that Congress was trying to wreck the culture of saving for future generations by imposing higher taxes, picking on party senior leader Sam Pitroda's recent support for an inheritance tax. The opposition too retaliated immediately, with senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi accusing PM and the BJP leaders of misleading and scaring people with lies. The Congress was trying to wreck the culture of saving for future generation, PM Modi said Wednesday, picking on party senior leader Sam Pitroda's recent support for an inheritance tax. Addressing an election rally in Sarguja, Chhattisgarh, Modi said the panja hand of the Congress would snatch away from children the wealth people accumulate with hard work, alleging the opposition party planned to tax family bequests. And I quote, the mantra of Congress is, loot zindagi ke saath bhi aur zindagi ke baad bhi. And I translate it for you, Congress will loot you in your life and beyond it, Modi said, echoing the popular tagline of the Life Insurance Corporation, LIC. The Prime Minister told his audience that the Congress would impose higher taxes on people even when they are alive. And I quote again, and when you are no longer alive, it will impose the burden of inheritance tax on you. Those people who considered the entire Congress party as their ancestral property and gave it to their children now do not want Indians to give their property to their children, PM said, indirectly attacking the Nehru-Gandhi family. Referring to Pitroda and Rahul Gandhi, Modi said, and I quote, an advisor to the royal family's prince and his father had earlier said that more taxes should be imposed on the middle class. Now they have gone a step further. The Congress, he said, says it will also impose inheritance tax or tax the inheritance received from parents, unquote. The Prime Minister said the principal opposition party was keeping an eye on people's earnings, house, shop and fields. And I quote again, the Prince of Congress says he will x-ray every house and every cupboard in the country, unquote. Modi further said Wednesday that the Congress wanted to loot people's reservations and that their intentions were not in accordance with the constitution or social justice. He said if anyone can protect your reservation, it is the BJP. In an interview to news agency ANI this week, Sam Pitroda, who heads the overseas wing of the Congress, had given the example of inheritance tax in the US and suggested there should be a debate on this in India too, highlighting American laws where the government can tax up to 50% of one's inheritance. He remarked, and I quote, in America, if one has $100 million worth of wealth, when he dies, he can only transfer probably 45% to his children, 55% is grabbed by the government, unquote. The senior Congress leader felt this was an interesting law, adding, and I quote, it says you and your generation made wealth and you are leaving now. You must leave your wealth for the public, not all of it, half of it, which to me sounds fair, the Congress leader added. He further said that in India, you don't have that. If somebody is worth 10 billion and he dies, his children get 10 billion and the public gets nothing, the Congress leader added. He also said, so these are the kinds of issues people will have to debate and discuss. When we talk about redistributing wealth, we are talking about new policies and new programs that are in the interest of the people and not in the interest of the super rich only, Pitroda added. Though Pitroda was quick to post a clarification, his comments had given enough ammunition to the BJP for its campaign in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Pitroda said in his defense that his remarks were twisted to deflect attention from core issues. He added that when he said as an individual, he added that what he said as an individual was being misused by quote unquote Godi media to divert attention from the lies of the Prime Minister had spread about the Congress manifesto. He said on X that Modi's comments on the Mangal Sutra and gold snatching were simply unreal. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh too tried to salvage the situation via an X post saying Pitroda expresses his opinion freely and they don't always reflect the position of the party. Earlier on Wednesday, the Congress issued a clarification over Pitroda's remarks, terming it as his personal opinion. But that has not stopped the BJP top brass from amplifying the issue, with Union Home Minister Amit Shah saying that the Congress now stood exposed, and I quote, he said, They want to survey the private property of the people of the country, put it in government property and distribute it as per decisions taken during UPA's regime. Congress should either withdraw it from their manifesto or accept that it is indeed their intention, Amit Shah said. BJP leader Amit Malviya also took to social media platform X to call this the Congress's destructive intention if voted to power. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast. Do listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table every day. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.